Blog Talk Radio.
Individuals out there who can't listen to the D Hour show
on your laptop or your computer. Well, guess what? If you have an Android phone, if you have an Android phone in which everybody and their mama got one, so you can go to your app store, whether it's Google Play or whatever your app store is, and you can download the free application TuneIn Radio. TuneIn, TuneIn Radio. Download the free app TuneIn Radio, and you can also listen to the D Hour show on TuneIn Radio as well. So make sure you guys definitely check that out. And you don't have to have a computer or anything like that to listen to the D Hour show. You can, if you got your Android phone with you, where you want to go and you want to listen, just go to TuneIn, download the TuneIn app, listen to the D Hour show, save it on your presets, and then you can listen to the D Hour show anytime you want to. First and foremost, I want to say big ups, big shout out to the Miami Heat for their sensational win over the Oklahoma Thunder. Big props to Kevin Durant and the crew in Oklahoma. They staged a great fight to try to win that championship. And I give much respect to them young brothers with the Oklahoma Thunder, because them brothers got skills. Durant, Westbrook, Harding, Perkins, and everybody else with the squad, Fisher, everybody else on the squad, props to the young brothers. They was doing their thing. They was definitely doing their thing, and they deserved to be crowned the West champions, because them brothers got skills, and they're going to be together for years to come, so they got many other opportunities to definitely take a shot at the title. Congratulations to the King. Congratulations to LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and of course Dwayne Wade, my Miller, my boy Dwayne Wade, got him a second title. Congratulations to D Wade for your second title. LeBron, Bosh, congratulations, brothers. You got your first title in your NBA career, and I know it feels good. It definitely feels good. So congratulations to those guys. And we got hits. We got music. We got hits. We're going to be playing tonight. Like I said, it's Indie Up Saturday. We're going to be getting it in with Lady Low in a little bit. We also going to be getting it in. Yes, indeed. We're going to be getting it in a little later in the show with Tiffany Mignon. So make sure you guys kick back and relax. Please enjoy the show. And also, if you miss any of we've had some great shows in the past couple of weeks. We interviewed CeCe Peniston on Thursday, Corey Clark from American Idol. We also interviewed, the legendary soul singer, the cleanup woman herself, Miss Betty Wright. And we also interviewed my Miller, Twista, the quickest lyrics in the business. My man Twista, we got it in with him as well within the past week. So make sure you can go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Hour Show, and you can listen to any of our past shows. I mean, all the way back into the first show. I mean, you can go back and listen to any of the D Hour shows, any of those incredible interviews that we've had within the past couple of years. You can listen to any of those shows, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Hour Show. You can listen to any of our shows, any of our past archive shows. So, it's Indie Up Saturday. You know what that means? We got hits. Yes, indeed, we got hits. It's your boy D Slade. It's time to get it in. We're going to start some hits off with my girl Patrice Ford with her hit Speed Dial. We got my man Marcus Singleton coming in after that. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, getting it in. Here it is. Hits. I told you we got hits. Patrice, please tell them what we got going on with the hits.
I'm all alone and I need ya. Got something for ya. Hurry up, I wanna show ya. Show ya, show ya. Boy, tonight I'm gonna make you say my name. Come on over, hurry, come on over. Come on over.
She in here acting naughty. Top shelf, no, we don't drink Bacardi. I'm in the back of the club, yeah, I'm acting raunchy. I take her back to the hotel after party. Then I murdered her, got it.
I do it for the girl, yeah, it's evident. How those girl rappers, that's the evidence. Each and every girl, yeah, she's heaven sent.
Yeah,
put me in your mouth, yeah, like a peppermint.
Hair done, nails too. I'm drippin' swag, ooh. Make me slow down like a hit a bitch. She knows she fancy, she a bad
this is
bitch.
For my city,
about a race. Put your hands up.
Hey.
tonight. Don't break it down. Don't break it down. Don't break it down. Don't break it down.
Hey, pretty ladies, from the back to the front. Break it down, baby. Show me what you want. Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up.
This is for my pretty girl.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate. It's Indie Up Saturday, baby. We getting it in. You know how we do, playing all the hits. Hit Tyson hits, baby. We knocking them out in the first round. You know how we do. You just got through listening to my man Marcus Singleton with his joint Pretty Girls. Before that was my girl Patrice Ford with Speed Dial. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, it's about time for us to go ahead and introduce our first guest for tonight. Branded by her stage name, Lady Low, is an American female rap, hip-hop, reggae artist born in Brooklyn and bred in Queens. Lady Low is quickly emerging as one of the most prominent seasoned female artists the world has yet to see. And I'm telling you right now, she got flame when it comes to the lyrics. Trust me. We played her music on the show. We've got great feedback from her. She is definitely doing her thing. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's definitely our pleasure to have her on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to Miss Lady Low.
Hey, what's good, babe?
Yo, what's good, Lady Low? How you doing?
I'm chilling. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling on this lovely Saturday night. I'm in the AZ, burning my ass off out here. You know what I'm saying? Because it's rather hot. It's rather hot at AZ. I just bought a couple of freeze pops and icy cups from the devil outside. So that's how hot it is.
That sounds good.
You know? Oh yeah. You know he get his cell on. You know when it's real hot. So you know I buy a couple of glasses from lemonade from him every now and then. But you know it's real though. It's real. So, Lady Lowe, what's good with you? What's going on with you?
So much. Just did a show in Baltimore. It was called the Baltimore Superfest. Linked up with a lot of people. One main guy. It's called Thunderground Records. So they out of Baltimore. They're deep with it. You know what I'm saying? And so I got a show. Actually, the day after tomorrow, June 25th, I got a show there. I got another show in Virginia, July 9th, and then, I'm just going to be just doing shows after shows, and then April of 2013, I'll be on an all-female hip-hop tour.
That's real. I like that. I like that, though. You're getting that grind in, and that's what it's all about. It's all about artists out there who's really serious about their art and serious about their craft and their brand. So, you know, you're putting in the grind and you're putting in the work, and that's what it takes to become successful. So I definitely congratulate you on that. Now, you know, I definitely got a lot of questions for you, Lo. I know it's, you know, we've, like I said before, we've been playing your music on the show for quite some time. We've been getting great feedback from it. You know, so it's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show with us tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, no, not at all. Now, my first question for you is the new music project you're working on. Tell us a little bit about that and the inspiration that went into that.
You talking about my new album, Underrated?
Yes. Yes.
You know, I feel like people think I'm underrated. Like,
right.
You know, I think they're sleeping on my skills, and not just my skills, but I mean, females in general. There's great females out there that are doing great things, you know, and that's why I came up with the name from Underrated. And there's a lot of songs on there that speak about all my struggles, you know, when I was once homeless, you know, and that was called Ghost Faces. I hooked up with my homegirl Grind, and we did a song, Who Gonna Check Me, you know, and I'm just ready, like, you know, I'm ready for the world to know who Lady Lo really is.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's your hit single we're gonna be playing tonight. We're gonna give them a D-Hour Show world premiere, your hit single, Who Gonna Check Me. So we're gonna be bumping that tonight.
Oh, word, that's what's up.
Yeah, we're going to be bumping that tonight. And first and foremost, I want to give a shout out, cuz I heard your skills on another artist track. I got to give a shout out to her. I can't wait to get her on the show too, but I got to give a shout out to your girl Marcy Chick.
Oh, Marcy Chick. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to give a shout out to your girl, Marcy Chick. I know you did that joint with a Roger that, and we've been playing that on the show as well. And that's a hot track. I love that track. And I got to give y'all props on that one, because that was a really nice one, really nice track. And I'm definitely feeling that one. We played that on the show quite a few times and get great feedback from it all the time. Now, you mentioned, female hip hop artists and female rappers. I mean, when you think about right now, I mean, well known right now, mainstream right now, I mean, who can you really say is out there representing but one individual?
Exactly.
You know, and that's the sadness of the whole situation, because I know, like you just stated, there's a lot of talented female hip hop artists out there. But, you know, they're just not getting out there, and they're not getting the recognition, you know, that you guys deserve. I mean, because I think it's a shame for only one, female hip hop artist to be representing the female genre, you know. So I really do think it's about time for, the female hip hop artists to come out on the rise and start taking this this business by storm like they were doing back in the day.
Right.
And
you know what, G?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say, and you know, it's just like, you know, like you said, back in the days where they had the female hip-hop artists, and it's like those now that have, whatever, for whatever reason, they stopped rapping or whatever the case may be, now it's mad hard for them to get back. You know, most, if not all, of the females, even those back in the day, was under the shadow of a male artist.
Right.
You know,
That's right.
So I mean, not saying that I want to try to do it all by myself, because I can't. You know, nobody can do anything by themselves, and I don't mind asking for help. But my thing is, you know, you got labels that got 4, 5, 6, 7 male rap artists, but, you know, and maybe one female rap artist. It's like, what's up with that, you know? And it's like me, you know, like me and Grind, like we rock, and it's like she's one of the hottest female rap artists that I've met outside of myself, real talk, you know? And so when we did Who Gonna Check Me, and I heard her verse, it was like we was in my crib, like going back and forth, like, oh, that shit hot. She telling me, yo, that's hot. You know, and so, you know, and it's not even competition. This is a mission. And it's never competition. And she, you know, she know that. And any female like Nicki Minaj, I don't hate Nicki Minaj, but like for what? I don't even know her. You know, there's some songs I like of her. There's some songs I don't. You know, just like me, there's some songs people like. There's some songs people don't. And it's okay. You know, how can I make that song better that you don't like? What about it you don't like? Because that's the only way I'm going to hone my skills and keep improving myself and growing.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm glad, you know, Lo, I'm glad you brought up the whole deal with, you know, just with the fact that, you know, I guess this can go into my next question for you. You know, when you look at in the past couple of years, look at, and I want you to tell me your take on it and how you feel about that. But looking in the past, you know, couple of years, look at the way female hip hop artists have been represented. Though, look at the way they've been viewed. I mean, they want y'all to be wearing this scantily clad outfits, and you know they want you to be out there like sex symbols and selling and sex as a, you know, as an item as well as your music. And it's like, it's, you know, is it truly a representation of who you are as a female artist? Or, you know, is it just all about, hey, let's just sell records, so we want you out there wearing these type of clothes, having this type of persona and attitude, so you can sell these records? But is it about that, or is it about you really showcasing your skills and letting everybody see just what type of artist you really are?
Well, the answer to that, I mean, I can answer that a couple of ways. I mean, this is just my personal views. You know, I think guys are physical beings. I think they are more visual. So like me, for example, I'm like the kind of laid back type dresser. I mean, I don't dress, you know, I don't wear the heels and the tight jeans, and I just don't rock like that, you know. But I'm more like, you know, some shorts or some casual shoes, maybe some decks or some Vans, you know what I mean? Nice little shirt, you know, and I just go out there and I just chill, you know. And no, I don't be grinding on the stage. And, I mean, I just think that's disrespectful. And, you know, and that's why I have my own label, Love of Earth Entertainment. And I have my own label because I can do me and I can always be me. And the artists that I bring, whether they're straight, whether they're gay, like, I don't even care. Whether they're black, white, Chinese, like, just come and do you. And my independent label is your home, and let's go and let's rock it that way. You know what I mean? And, you know, I don't want somebody telling me how to dress, you know. And I think, like, with, you know, when Brat came out, when MC Light came out, when Queen Latifah came out, you know, originally they came out, you know, hardcore, you know, with the,
exactly,
you know, with the jeans, the Timbs, you know, and then
We need to bring that back.
Exactly. Well, then you got me. You need to invite me on the show. Let me perform, and you see what it is.
That's real. I mean, that's real though. We definitely need to bring that back, because they were like, damn the persona you want me to have. I'm gonna show these people the skill. I'm gonna show these people
exactly.
My talent. It's not about what I'm looking like. No, I'm not going out like that. I want these people to like me for my talent, and that's what they represent. And we need to bring that back. And I agree with you. I like Nicki Minaj. I think Nicki got skills. You know what I'm saying? I think
right.
Nicki got skills, and she's out there holding her own, representing right now for female hip hop artists.
Right.
Until some other ones step up and come behind her and start representing. I kind of feel like she's out there doing it alone right now.
I think women are stepping up. You know, I mean, such as myself. You know, it's just that nobody's picking them up. You know, and so, you know, that's why, again, I got my own label, and, you know, I'm going to make my own noise, because I'm going to be able to do me, and I'm going to feel comfortable getting on the stage, you know, just like the guy, when the performance I got this coming Monday in Baltimore, it's at Club Unite, and that's in Baltimore, and, you know, he told me, when I walked into his barbershop, he told me, like, yo, you just demanded, like, he's like, he said, I haven't heard a lot of female rap artists that really sound good. I'm not impressed. He said, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not impressed. He said, but when I saw you on stage, he said, like, I demanded the attention of the audience, and, like, people got quiet and just was blown away by just the music that I choose and my flow and my metaphors. It was just like, I was just very honored that, you know, he even said that. And I was like, wow. He was like, yo, you demand attention. Like, you know, and I feel like when I get on stage, it's like I'm home. And it's like my thing is, you know, listen to me. Just listen to me, you know. Bob your head to the music and then listen to the words, you know.
That's real. I mean, you know, first of all, I want to put it out there, and I want to say to Brine, to Marcy Chick, to all the female hip hop artists that represent like Lo. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, if y'all listening right now, if you want ready to step it, if you want to step up and represent like you know like Lo is representing, and you want to be heard, look, holla at your boy. Hit me up, dhourshow@gmail.com, okay? dhourshow@gmail.com. Hit me up, and I guarantee we're going to get your music in rotation like Lo, and we're going to get you on the show so you can represent. That's what it's all about. We need more female hip-hop artists. And even if there's some others listening right now, if you're a female hip-hop artist and you want to represent, okay, and you want to be heard, we're going to make sure you're heard. That's what the D Hour Show is all about. We're all about independent and up-and-coming artists. We're all about being the voice for you. We're all about being the voice for you. Mainstream radio is being the voice for the mainstream artists. Okay, they playing their songs like 50 times a day, but they're being the voice for the mainstream artists. We're going to be the voice for you. We're going to be the voice for you so you can get heard, okay? Because you deserve – my motto is you deserve to be heard just like them, plain and simple. You deserve to be heard just like them. So if you want to represent, hit us up. Definitely hit us up so we can get your music in rotation and we can get you on the show. I want to see more female hip-hop artists stepping up and representing. I want to see it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because there's a lot of talented ones out there, like Lo and Marcy Chick and Grind. It's a bunch of talented ones out there. Many ones. Right. Many. So step, you know, if you're ready to represent like that, definitely hit us up at the D Hour Show, dhourshow@gmail.com. Hit us up, and we'll definitely get you in. Now we're gonna have more of it with Lady Lo when we get back. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. We're getting ready to kick off the Hip Hop 4 on the floor. I know we got cats on the phone lines. I see y'all. Trust me, it's not like I don't see you. Just make sure y'all. Just stay there, because we're going to get back, and we're definitely going to get to the phone lines when we get back, so y'all can just chill right there, and we're going to get to you, absolutely. But we're getting ready to kick off the Hip Hop 4 on the floor, and we're going to start it off, you know, 4 back-to-back hits. That's how we do it, Hip Hop hits from these incredible artists we have all the time on the show, and we showcase on the show. But we're going to start it off with Lady Lo's hit, Who Gonna Check Me. Lo, go ahead, introduce your song for everybody.
Yo, what's good, fam? It's your girl, Lady Lo. You can go to ladylo.biz for anything you want. You're about to hear one of the hottest tracks that's out there right now. It's called Who Gon' Check Me, featuring Lady Lo, featuring my girl, Grind, all day. D-Slate, you know what it is, boy.
Let's get it. It's the Hip Hop 4 on the floor. We got more with Lady Lo when we come back. 4 back-to-back hits, Lady Lo joint, Who Gon' Check Me. That's how we get it.
No doubt, you're listening to the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor on the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
On stage, I'm a beast with my wicked ways. Permanent marker, Yo, I'm here to stay. Get a CAT scan. Music invaded your brain. Like that smoke you inhale. Lady Lowe's the name. I'm so potent. Constrict the vessels in your veins. Voila, mad. That's how my future seems. Now my dreams on the table. Watch these rappers bleed. Dream of rap phenomenon. I'm a rare breed.
Who gon' check me? 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 Who gon' check me?
I'm a hard-spitting female. I love the game, but I'm all about the retail. The product's good, I never have to resell. Your product's played, no shelf life, chick, you fail. I do what I want, nobody gon' check me, disrespect me, or bust shots indirectly that would upset me. Then you probably regret me. Take your career and lay it to rest ever so gently. I am Ron Medley, the greens are my veggies. Bars V8 like I was whipping in the Chevy. Heavy, heavy, heavy like I'm Nephi. Mercury dream girls flow, send me y'all to rep me. Let me pick it up. You robbed her swag, I'ma stick it up. You weren't made that way, straight nip and tuck. I am the goose, you just a duck. I hear you talking, but you know what it is. So before you ask me questions, you better riddle me this.
Who gon' check me? 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 Who gon' check me?
Driving the whole top off. Chain the license plate just to keep the cops on. 12 tattoos, she officially a rock star. And she hot like a tornado. She said she like it when a little courtesy shown. She feeling male swab, so I tell her pre-show. No carry use them when I see them tats turning me on. While she beat it like Tava. Nice little thing that's always in the parlor. Got too many tats to be labeled as a starter. Body tatted up with the pearls, no harbor. I'm the realest, I'm exquisite, man. She like it tatted, but she hate a little mini man. You already know that I got a business plan. No tattoos yet, cause I'm a busy man. Nice little thing with a nice little waist and how to back it up. Plus she got a nice little smile and plus she tatted up. I love a girl with tattoos. I love a girl with tattoos. My women that don't promote this. Male swab tatted in the middle of her roses. He that tattoo me. Yeah, shorty is a tattoo fiend. She even got the little tattoo queen. She even got her own little tattoo queen. But I'm feeling this shit, and you feeling that shit. But you know somebody gon' hate it. But I'm feeling your tat because you know that thing is so creative. Oh, you so sweet, 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 sweet. Oh, yeah, so sweet. And the next tattoo's on me. Nice little thing with a
I want you but can't have you, cause you get them on the cat, damn you. It's like you know just what to say to tick me off in every way. You piss me off and I ignore you where you call. But then again, I wanna call, but yeah, I keep sending you the voicemail, knowing that I wanna answer. But you say the stupidest things and I make me wanna answer. Like, you just don't give a what? Boy, shut up, you know I love you, but I hate you, cause
can I get love? Can I get love?
What the F we arguing for? I know I'm wrong, but you wrong too. But you're the one that I adore. I'm sorry, babe, I am too. I really wanna love you, but I don't know how. When you keep talking like you're simple, why is it so complicated to love you? You got me feeling underrated, cause I don't trust you. Why must you keep it up? Why must you keep talking stuff? I'm telling you that if you keep it up, then boy, you gon' get cut.
One chance.
one chance.
One chance,
baby.
She my perfect 10 brown skin chick. Cocoa brown eyes, style so thick. She can hypnotize eyes with her hips. Billy dance got guys so sick. Listen, mommy, I got something you need, baby. Sweat drips drop down to your knees, maybe. We can cruise out of town to Belize. I got a Jones for ya, in the zone for ya. She with the coupe, different Kenny Pink roof. Miss a million dollar hoop, getting glamour like who wouldn't. Get a life to her. For a chance, one night with her. Miss Transparent, I'm seeing you. Miss Lap Dance, I'm feeling you. Gucci bag, I'm trying to get into you. I need a chance, baby. For a miss, baby.
How you doing? How you doing?
You know how we get down. It's the, that was the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor, four back-to-back hits. We started it off with my girl Lady Lo's joint, Who Gonna Check Me? Then it was my man Mel Suave with Inked Up. My girl Ashley Banks, Well, You're Not Easy to Love, my man Fever with One Chance. Getting it in like that. And let me explain something real quick for everybody to understand. I tell you guys all the time, we get it in for the fit-ins. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, let me break it down to you. If you are a lover of, you know, everybody loves good music. No, hell no. Damn that. If you are a lover of great music, if you are a lover of phenomenal music, then you are a fit-in. If you want to hear different music all the time, if you want to hear different artists representing, and you want to hear different music all the time, you are a fit-in. So we getting it in for the fit-ins. That's who you are, absolutely. Got my girl Lady Lo in the building. Lo, what's good?
Chilling. Enjoying the tracks.
No doubt. Definitely. You know, we got to represent them. We got some great artists that we showcase all the time, so I definitely got to get them in and represent them. Now, let me go here with it, Lo. You know, everybody has a point in their career, you know, in their, you know, especially, you know, music artists. They always have a point in their career that was the pinnacle for them. It's a point in their career that they would never ever forget. What was that point in your career for you?
Wow. You know, it's a lot of different ones, but it's the same. What I mean by that is the pinnacle in my career, the pinnacle points, and I'm going to say points with an S, is every time I get on stage. See, I like to go to clubs and my performances where, you know, I don't know anybody. And, you know, I tell people that are my fans, like, follow me. Like, you know, I'm not talking about follow me on Twitter, but, you know, if you can come to a show and it's in your area, come to a show, you know. And, you know, but when I get to these shows, sometimes I'd be disappointed that I got over 500 fans and nobody shows up. But the pinnacle points is when I get on that stage and nobody in there knows me. And when I walk off the stage, I got like 100 fans.
That's
you know,
what's up.
Those are the pinnacle points. Same thing, but just different performances. different states that I go to, you know?
That's what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, nobody knowing who you are, nobody knowing, you know, how you get down, nobody knowing your music, and it's, and once you're done, you got 100 or 150 or 200 more fans.
Exactly.
That's what's up. I like that. Now, you know, a lot of people feel like right now, you know, out there, a lot of people feel like, you know, they feel like that hip hop is dead. You know, a lot of people out there are really upset with hip hop right now. A lot of people feel like some of this new hip hop or new music they're, you know, they're hearing on the radio. There's some people, some of the hip hop fans ain't feeling it. You know, they're like, you know, there's no personality, man. Everybody sounds the same. You know, there's just there's no structure. There's no no balance with it anymore. You know, it's just you know, I know everybody's trying to make that money, so you know they're just pushing out these tracks and these artists left and right. And, you know, you got, you know, 1,000 artists with Lil in the front of their name. You got about 1,000 artists with Young in front of their name. So, you know, people are just saying, you know, where's the personality? Where's the realness? You know, of the type of music we used to love listening to. So, as a new artist coming into this business and a new artist coming getting in this game, and you know, and making a stamp and getting out there, you know, how do you you go into that market? How do you go into that knowing that a lot of fans are feeling like that about hip hop? And how does Lady Lo music change their mind?
Well, you know, I started off my parents listening to, you know, the oldies, the goodies, you know, the Otis Reddings and, you know, just stuff like that, you know, and I used to just listen to that and used to make up rhymes in my head and beats in my head and try to speed up the song in my head. I think the way that the music is evolving now, it's changing, but I think with people a newer age, what they're pulling away, what they're taking away from the hip-hop is They're not even sampling. They're not trying to copy any of the beats from, you know, back in the day. And I think that's what made hip hop just a repeat of, you know, like Otis Redding. You know, when Jay-Z, Kanye West, it makes it easier, you know?
Right.
And it's like,
right.
Wow, like, damn, like, that's hip hop. Like, oh, you know, they took that old track and did this, did that. What's it called? I can't think of their name. Forget. I can't think of his name. But anyway, you take those beats, and you form it and you make, you know. But I think now it's changing because they're not taking those beats anymore. You know, they're not taking the old school beats or anything like that. They're just trying. It's just a new era, new age. And you know, I'm always gonna be me. You can call my music old, whatever. You know, a lot of people, you know, they think because my music comes old, like, oh, she old, man, she old. And it's like, no, I'm not. It's just that I am a product of, you know, my parents who love that old school. And I just take that, and I grew up on it, and I just take that, and I just put a little twist on it and make it, you know, put the beat and, you know, do my own beat, you know. But, I mean, I just think they went away from using the old school beats and sampling like how it was back in the day. And I think that was hip hop, sampling the old beats and, you know, bringing it up, you know. And I think now they're just pulling away from them. They're just doing their own thing. I mean, which is cool too. I mean, it's different,
right?
You know, but some of it, sometimes it, like, it doesn't make sense. You know,
that's real.
Sometimes some songs it doesn't make sense. And, you know, And I give constructive criticism, you know, and not everybody don't like your songs. And if you don't like one of my songs, just say to me, like, nah, I don't like the song. What about it? Nah, your whole flow is just messed up. I just don't like it. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to come back with something different. I'm going to change it up. I'm going to do something, you know. But, you know, I'm just coming with me. One thing you can always get from me is a show. And one thing you can always get from me is I'm real with it all day.
No doubt. I like that. Now, if... You know, I like to ask this of the artists, two things I like to do. I like to ask this of, you know, a lot of the artists we've had on the show. You know, if you were to describe your style, you know, you were to describe your personality and your style of music, as an alcoholic drink, what would it be? And why?
Incredible Hulk. It would be an Incredible Hulk. Because, you know, David Banner was the mild and the chill guy, real nice guy, handsome guy, you know, and then when you got him mad, you know, but me, instead of getting me mad, it's just when I get on that stage, it's like I transform into a beast and I just kill it, you know. That's my home up there. And, you know, I like to have a good sound system and I just kill it, you know. So I would call myself the Incredible Hulk drink.
I like that. I like that, though. Hit them hard and get them hyped. Get them hyped when they listen to you. Get the adrenaline going.
Exactly. When people meet me, they're like, damn. You know, like, hey, you mad cool. Yo, I've heard so many people, I'm talking about dudes, like, hey, you mad cool. Like, yo, like, you somebody I could just drink and chill and have a good time, you know. But when I'm on the stage, I'm just, like, I'm no bars hold, no hose bars, whatever it goes. I just get on it.
It's a beast on the mic.
Oh, my God.
Now let me ask you this. Did you, and I don't know if you got a chance to hear about the whole situation with cannabis and the battle rapper Disaster. They was in a freestyle battle, and in the third round of the battle, Cannabis pulled out a notebook.
Mm.
And yeah, he pulled out a notebook and wanted to spit rhymes from the notebook. You know, he was, you know, claiming that he's not really a battle rapper, and you know, he didn't come prepared, you know, well enough, and you know, he had written, you know, he had 30 pages of rhymes, and he wanted to spit the rhymes off the notebook in a freestyle battle.
I say no. That's just me.
And it just wowed a lot of cats, you know, a lot of hip hop artists, because, you know, people know Cannabis from the whole battle he had with LL and different things like that. So,
right.
You know, people were just like, wow, the brother pulled out a notebook in the freestyle battle? You know, and the thing about it is, I like Cannabis. You know, I've always liked Cannabis. So that kind of hurt my heart a little bit. I had to, when I watched the video, I just had to stop it. When he pulled the notebook out, I couldn't even watch it. You know, I had to stop it. I couldn't watch it no more. I was like, oh man, it was like me going to a funeral or something. I couldn't watch it.
Wow.
I was like, no man, not Cannabis pulling out the notebook. I couldn't watch it. I had to turn it off. You know,
I don't know. You know, when people talk about freestyle, I mean, to me, this is just to me. People don't freestyle. They memorize rhymes and rhymes and rhymes and rhymes and rhymes that they've written, and they get up in there and they just spit it over a beat. If they play a beat, they're like, I'm going to play this random beat. I mean, I've seen it done, and I'm going to play this random beat, boom, on top of your head right now. Or they're going to be like, okay, yeah, but they thinking. They're thinking
right.
of a rap that they've
right.
done.
That's
that
real,
went,
yeah.
Me, my thing is, yo, rap about, like, right now, we on this phone, we doing this interview, and you give me a beat. And that's off the top of my head. You know what I'm saying? No, don't try to give me no beats, huh?
Because I was going to bust it for you now. I was going to do it for you now. But, no, I feel you. I definitely feel what you're saying. I think that I agree with you, too. Is when you think about freestyle battles, and cats saying they're freestyling, I mean, let's be real, everybody. You know, even everybody that's listening right now, let's be real. How do we truly know that? I mean, yeah, let's say they may change, you know, they could change up a word or a phrase and throw in something they see you wearing or something they see around them to make it seem like they're freestyling, but how do we know it's not just really rhymes that they memorize?
Exactly.
You know, how do we know? I mean, you're not really in their mind. You're not in their head, so you really don't know whether or not that cat is truly freestyling. You know,
well,
I mean,
I knew a cat that was doing that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because people can easily throw in words, you know, and phrases to really make you think that they're doing that. But I agree. I definitely agree with you. Now, if any if you know, there's a lot of artists out there that are trying to be where you are. You know, that's a lot of up-and-coming artists that want to be in music. They want to be hip-hop artists, want to be singers or whatever the case may be. They want to be in music. You know, so for them to be able to get to where you are right now in the point of your career and just keep striving and trying to make it in this business, you know, what advice do you give to them?
Go to the social media, you know. Continue to just keep doing you and be who you are. You always got to be you. You can't be Nicki Minaj. You can't be Cannabis. You can't be anybody but yourself. Always stay humble. But, you know, you got to transform when you're on that stage. You can't be shy. And you keep doing your music, you know. And, you know, there's tons of music on the Internet. You know, even if, you know, you can't sell it, but there's tons of music. You know, do a mixtape. Do an industry. A real mixtape is an industry mixtape. We use
That's
industry
real.
Beats. And that's a mixtape to me, not some Joe Blow beat, you know, I mean, your own beat that you made up. But it could be hot, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, my thing is, why is that called a mixtape? Like, that should be your album or song from off the album. Like, that's not a mixtape to me. But anyway, but, you know, just hit the social media websites up. Put your song out there. Ask for feedback, you know, honest feedback. You know, and have them really, and you got to be able to take constructive criticism. I think that's the biggest, you know, the biggest thing is you got to be able to take constructive criticism. And you can't take it personal, and you just keep it moving. Thousands of people, millions of people in the world today.
Right.
You know, and so,
yes.
You know, and invest in yourself. You know, that's the biggest thing, too. Invest
Absolutely.
In yourself. I got a little studio in my house, you know, I got it for Christmas. You know, instead of asking for sneakers or whatever for Christmas, you know, ask your mom, you know, hey, can you give me the inbox or, you know, whatever. You know, got Pro Tools on it. Can you get me that? You know, ask for things that's going to help you, you know, build yourself.
That's real. There it is. I mean, she said a mouthful, you know, do things that's going to help brand yourself and it's going to help get you out there and help keep your grind going. And just stay on it. Stay on the grind. Don't give up on it. And, you know, big things will happen for you. So the very great words and very inspired words for these up-and-coming artists. They need to hear that. Those are the type of things that they need to hear. Lo, if anybody want to catch up with you or get with you online, where would they be able to find you?
LadyLoe.biz, LadyLoe.biz. That is my website. All they can go to loveofearthentertainment.biz. That's my label website. I'm on Facebook, LadyLoe34. I'm on Twitter at LadyLoe34. Just think of Herschel Walker if y'all can't think of the number. Herschel Walker's number 34. But, you know, most of my stuff is on LadyLoe.biz, and I try to keep my upcoming shows are on there as well as it's called the FemC Spring Tour. And we're going to 16 states. And it's going to be
That's
hot.
Real.
We're going to New Orleans, Chicago, Michigan. We're all over the place with it. We're going,
you're going to New York. You're going to my hometown. You're going to Chi-Town. That's what you're going to get love out there. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, man.
You're going to get love out there.
Yep.
Yes, you're going to get love out there.
The only people who did that was MC Lyte, Queen Latifah, when they did the all-female thing. And that was back in like 1990-something, 91, something like that. So this young lady, she called Sweet Pea. She trying to do it up again. So if y'all hit me on Twitter, again, at LadyLoe34, you know, you can hit up Sweet Pea and you'll hear more about the tour because she's always, you know. But definitely anybody that want to collab with me, anybody that want to book me for shows, please, LadyLoe.biz. All my information's on there.
That's it. And you know, what is it, your website, Earth?
Love of Earth Entertainment.
Love of Earth. That's it, Love of Earth Entertainment. Now, you definitely want to make sure you let them know, too, because you don't want to get a whole bunch of vegans going to your website thinking they can hit the jackpot. You know what I'm saying? Love of Earth, yes, we've hit the jackpot. You know, thinking that they can sound something something in a, in, you know, a gift in the, in, on the internet or something. No, Love of Earth is Lady Lowe's label. That's what it is. So vegans, I'm sorry, you gonna have to find you something else. You gonna have to find you something else out there. All right.
And if they go to LadyLowe.biz, I got links on LadyLowe.biz. I got links to my Twitter, my label.
Yes.
So I got links on all that, so they can go there, and then all the links are there.
Now, Lo, I like to ask this, you know, I like to ask the hip hop artists we've had on the show this. I know the last person that did it for me that I interviewed was, you know, last Tuesday was the one and only Twista. I know everybody knows who Twista is, and I had Twista on the show, and he spit that flame for me. But I want to know if Lady Lo could spit some bars for me real quick. Spit the bars for the D-Hour show.
Seema Raffinama, call me Lady Low. Swag so sick, got the illest flow. From Northwest to the South Side, I'm the chick that will ride, do or die. I'm a product of the project. Swerve in my lane, nigga. Get nauseous. Swag so ridiculous. Paparazzi want to snap pictures on my ship. Got the game locked down. Who you f***ing with? Love of Earth Entertainment, the business. Teen Lady Low, that's the promo. Just an introduction before I rock the show. I'ma rock this mic like you ain't never heard. Voice travel through the air, call it a verb. Spread my name around, influenza. Lady Low, only female with the antidote. Number two on the charts, go look it up. Climbing like a fireman while I'm looking up.
There it is, baby. Bars. We spend bars on the D-Hour show. We get to end. Lady Low in the building, y'all, spitting them bars. Low, you want to send some shout-outs out there before you write out real quick? You want to throw some shout-outs real quick?
I want to first and foremost give a shout-out to you, son, because this, you know, every time I listen to the interviews you've done with people, including myself, I mean, you are a great, great, great interviewer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You don't stutter. You come right with it. You know, so first and foremost, shout out to my man, D.
Thank
Slate.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
You're so very welcome. I want to give a shout out to Sean. Shout out to my friend, Pam Jackson. Shout out to my friend, Pam Johnson. My girl, Grime, Marcy Chick, and all the other females that's doing it, man. Keep your head high. Don't sell your soul to the devil. And just keep being you and keep grinding all day.
No doubt. You got two friends named Pam, huh?
Yep.
Shout out to Pam and Pam. I don't know the last name, but I'm going to go Pam and Pam. Shout out to Pam and Pam. That's real, though. I feel that. You know what, Lo? I want to say this. First and foremost, I love your music, and we're going to continue to keep playing it on the D-Hour show because you spit hits. So we definitely going to keep pushing it. As far as I'm concerned in the D-Hour Show family, as far as we're concerned, this is the D-Hour Show is your home, and this is now your home. You got a key. Anytime, you always welcome on the D-Hour Show. Anytime you want us to play your music, you want to stop by, you want to hang out with us, the D-Hour Show is now your home. You welcome anytime.
Thank you.
And you keep pushing that flame music. You keep pushing that great music, and we're gonna keep playing it on the show. And as far as I'm concerned, the D-Hour Show is your home now. Absolutely.
Thank you, brother. And I want to let you know that as soon as my album is almost complete, it's like 98% complete. As soon as it's complete, I'm gonna email you the whole album, and you
That's
do
real.
What you do.
That's real. And we're gonna definitely be playing them hits right here on the D-Hour Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Lady Lo in the building. Lo, you have a wonderful night. Stay blessed, and we're going to keep on bumping your music.
All right. Check me out on iTunes also. That's on my Lady Lo Got This. Had to add that in my bag.
There it is.
Check her out on iTunes.
Check her out on Facebook and Twitter. Shout out to Pam and Pam. I just want to throw that out there again. Pam and Pam, shout out. Lady Lo in the building, ladies and gentlemen. It's my girl, Lady Lo. Lo, you have a blessed night. I'm going to definitely get with you.
Thank you, brother. Be easy.
All right. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate, getting it in for the fit-ins again. We're going to take a music break real quick, and when we get back, hopefully we'll get a chance to get it in with my girl, Tiffany Mignon. It's the D-Hour Show, D. Slate. Oh, yeah. We got my girl, Rafia, with her hit, Amazing, and we got some Martyr Man coming after that. Yeah, it's time to get it in, y'all. I don't think y'all understand. Rafia, please let them know.
love you. Your grace, your mercies have kept me, and your grace, your mercies will keep me. You said you'd be with me every day till the end of the world. Holy, since you're with me, I shall not fear, 'cause I know.
All my hope is gone. I was drowning in darkness. and watch it turn into envy. People got two ways to look at you, you greedy or stingy. Watch your enemies get friendly, all the haters start to tempt me. And I'm thinking, is this simply cause they see what's really in me? Player hating don't offend me, that's expected, nah really. When you see it so clearly, then it's blatant, that's sorta eerie. I don't want no one to fear me, just be cautious when you're near me. When my eyes looking teary, you in danger of my fury.
Have you ever in your life seen a man with his wife who only cares about self? He's never wrong, but she right. And despite being lied to, he felt that he was tied to his soulmate, who hated him for doing what she can't.
Wanna
do.
Take a bite, Mike? No hype. Got a love for the mic. She never cheat, fight, talk back. Get a weapon, I'm tight. Better be aware, I'm the outcast with multiple tasks. You in my warpath, mortal man gotta smash.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, getting it in for the fit ends, no doubt. Playing all the amateur indie upcoming artist hits. You know how we do it. You just got through listening to my man Martyr Man with Shadows. Before that was my girl Rafia with Amazing. Yes, we're playing the hits like that. We got more hits to come. Make sure you guys keep it locked. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to introduce our next guest for tonight. Tiffany Mignon is not your typical R&B fanatic who has been influenced by the streets of Harlem, New York, and many recording artists since the tender age of four. The likes of Diana Ross, Stephanie Mills, Chaka Khan, Madonna, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Lauryn Hill, and New Edition, to name a few, were the well-respected voices that propelled Tiffany to pursue her own journey in entertainment. Tiffany began performing in talent shows and Head Start singing Let Me Be Your Angel with the poise and voice of a seasoned vet. Oh, yeah, you heard what I said. All of Tiffany's experiences have equipped her for her destiny to be fulfilled, chasing her goal like paparazzi chases rock stars and understanding that music is universal. Tiffany Mignon is ready and set to go all the way to Paris and beyond. Paris. And beyond, on a non-stop flight that is straight up out of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to Miss Tiffany Mignon.
Thank you very much. Very well read.
You are very welcome, Tiffany. How you doing? Welcome to the D-Hour Show.
Thank you so much for having me, D Slate. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I've been playing your music on the show. I definitely want to give a big shout out to my man Amadeus for hooking me up. We've been playing your music on the show for quite some time, and we've been getting some great feedback on it. So big ups to Amadeus, absolutely.
Thank you. Wonderful.
But now, Tiff, my first question for you, coming out of Harlem, coming out of New York, there's a lot of great talent coming out of New York, and now you're pursuing your dreams in music, and seeing how where you come from with such a musical rich background, and such a musical rich city of musical history. How does it feel knowing you coming out of that, and what does Tiffany Mignon add to the plate?
Very good question, and thank you for setting it up that way. But what I think is, coming from Harlem and all the musical genres, the jazz and the soul and the R&B, I contribute to that in the way of the soul, the hardships that I've been through that I didn't allow deter me or keep me from moving forward and learning from each situation and putting all of that into song, into music, and letting it propel me into the next phase of life. So that makes a difference as far as my musical journey is concerned. And all of those artists that you named, not all of them come from New York, and they come from different locations in the nation, but they speak to my heart. Those were the artists that I listened to when I was you know, having rough moments in life and felt like I couldn't hold on, but then they had that song that spoke to my soul. And so that's where I'm coming from, because I know what that is. I can relate to that.
Well, I agree. And you're definitely representing for the female artists, the up-and-coming female artists out there, and I can definitely commend you and appreciate what you're doing and your grind, you know, and, you know, making it into this music business, because it's a hard business, and, you know, if you don't stay focused, it can definitely eat you alive. So
right.
I definitely give you props for what you're doing, and, you know, commend you for all the work that you put into it.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know, my next question for you is the music project you're working on. Tell us a little bit about that and the inspiration that went into that.
Oh, sure. The project is they call me the Angel of R&B.
Okay.
Not because I'm perfect. I'm how can I say? I'm an encourager by default, because growing up, my life wasn't perfect, and I had to be able to encourage myself, look myself in the mirror with all my flaws and all, still say, you have a chance, you can do this. And the music that I have out right now, I Know How to Love You.com and Dance the Night Away, they're compassionate songs. They're about love. I think love is the universal language for everyone. And Dance the Night Away is a type of song where you just want to let your hair down and have some fun sometimes. You can't be so serious, can't take yourself in situations so seriously that you can't relax and just flow sometimes, you know? So I approach those two songs in that manner, first talking about love and then relaxing and just having a good time with your girls or your guys, how y'all do. Now I'm considering talking about my life in the sense of getting deeper. Like the old Mary, like my life, like the pains that I know people going through, especially the way the economy is right now. And,
that's right.
And,
that's
you know,
right.
We're coming up on the presidential election. And,
yes,
you know,
indeed.
Just everybody's trying to figure it out, trying to find their purpose in life. And I know that I have a purpose. I know that everything that I've gone through is for a reason. And it's not just for myself. It's for everybody that I'm connected to. I have a voice. And I can use that to help encourage and uplift my listeners. So that's what's inspired me. Just my life's journey, looking at the sisterhood or my neighbor, and knowing I know what you've been through. I know what you've been through, and I know how it's affected you. And I have a song for that. I can relate to that. I have, you know, a history in that. You know, and it doesn't just end at music. It can go on into a book, you know, me writing, or a memoir, just writing my life story, because looking at me, you just can't tell my story by looking at me, because I have a smile on my face all the time. I'm positive and I'm encouraging, and I like to see. I truly love seeing people living their dreams, you know, excelling and stuff like that. So all of that inspires me, just that train of thought, just knowing that we all have a purpose and, you know, and we all want to make it somehow, you know, and that's my inspiration right there.
I agree with you. And you're right. I truly believe you do have a purpose. And, of course, I mean, you're not called the Angel of R&B for nothing. You know, they named you that for a reason, and I truly do believe that. Now, I'm glad you mentioned your music, because "Dance the Night Away" is your hit single that we're gonna play tonight for everybody. And I love that song. We played it a few times on the D Hour show and got great feedback from it. So, "Dance the Night Away" is the hit we're gonna play tonight on the R&B Foreplay. Now, let me ask you this before we get into that. You know, there's a lot of people out there who you know, there's a lot of people that are upset with some of the music that they're listening to on the radio these days, and from a lot of these new mainstream artists, and a lot of people are saying, I just don't like listening to the radio. I don't like what they're playing. Half the time, I can't hardly tell who's who. I don't know who's singing this or who's singing that. I think it's Beyonce and it's somebody else. I think it's R. Kelly and it's somebody else. You know, so I really don't know who's who. Or, you know, they're playing these songs all the time, and people are using auto tunes. You really can't hear people. You really can't hear the true artists. You really can't hear the people that can actually sing, because all these different things that they're doing, and it seems like they're just pushing more for money than talent, and, you know, giving people an opportunity to showcase their talent more so. But people are upset, and people are saying, I wish they would just bring real R&B back. I'm not happy with what I hear on the radio. Thinking about that, you know, what's your response to that, and how does Tiffany Mignon music try to help change the minds of those doubters and those people who's really not happy with music right now, especially coming from some of the new artists that are out there right now?
Right. Very good question. Very good question, in the sense of when you think of a Beyonce or some of the similar established artists, as an amateur or independent or upcoming artist, you would think that what you hear on the radio is something that you should implement in order to be heard. Because if you don't sound like what the masses are accepting, then you don't have a chance. However, me, Tiffany Mignon, I believe differently. I think that you have to be true to who you are, to the uniqueness of your voice as an artist, and have faith in what you bring to the table, and confidence in knowing that I bring something different. No two people's life, story, history is identical. So I'm coming from a different place when I sing. I come from wanting to be heard differently. The thing that you may be able to compare, if anything, is maybe style of dress, because of the classic style that I prefer to Alicia Keys or Beyonce. I just like classic and clean. That's just me, though. But as far as vocally, I really can't compare myself to anyone else. And to further explain what I mean as far as vocal similarity, when you think of gospel genre and you think of all the runs that, you know, our ethnicity is able to do, you know, all the runs and the trills, and
that's right,
they sound similar. You know, now that's a skill. So skill is to be applied, but then how are you able to be distinguished? How would the listener be able to distinguish you from someone else? And I think that that's where the problem lies, because then it just becomes a whole big, the same, you know, nothing different, you know, nothing
true.
Standing out. So I think
very
that's
true.
The reason why on the radio you hear the same, not the same artist, but the same sound, because it's easy to receive, you know what I mean? And so that's discouraging for some artists sometimes, because you're like, well, if this is all I'm hearing on the radio, but then maybe there's no room or no chance for me. But I believe differently. I think that there is. It takes a full vision, the bigger picture. You know, it takes marketing. It takes strategizing, planning, and execution in the setup. And one thing has to flow into the other. You know, merchandising, all of that. It's just not about the voice. It's just not about that. It's about, you know, how you're able to interview, how you stand under pressure, how you deal with your fans, how you make a difference in your community. It's just so full-faceted that it's just not about the voice. But that's where it starts, because that's what a music lover hears. You just hear the music. It's all about the music.
Yeah.
So it's not a catch-22, but it's something that you have to look at. You have to focus on the music, and you have the product, but then you have to consider all of these different entities that will make you relevant as an artist and give you a shot to even be heard on the radio.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, and I think that with that mindset, Tiffany Mignon music is definitely going to help change those people's minds. So I can appreciate that, absolutely. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D. Slay getting it in right now with Miss Tiffany Mignon. We're getting ready to kick off the R&B foreplay, four back-to-back hits from these incredible artists that we showcase all the time right here on the D-Hour Show. And it's Indie Up Saturday. You know how we do it. And when we come back, we got more with Tiffany. We got some more questions with Tiffany. We're going to get it in with Tiffany a little bit more.
I'm here.
After that, she's here. You heard what she said. She's here. And we're getting ready to kick it off with her hit, Dance the Night Away. Tiffany, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
This is Tiffany Mignon. You listen to the D-Hour Show. Here we have Dance the Night Away with my girl.
Oh, where they at? Here we go. It's the RB4 play, Tiffany's joint, Dance the Night Away. Let's get it.
Oh yeah, you're now listening to the R&B foreplay on the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Fred to go. Tiffany Mignon, what up, baby? Amadeus on the beat. Let's go, boy. I'm on the dance floor. That's when I had an epiphany. That's when I seen Shorty.
Who that?
Oh, that's Tiffany. I jumped in the game. Amadeus the referee. DJ throwing some Fred to God, preferably. Mama moving. I hit her with the wop. She started giggling. Oh, yeah, I'm from the block. Switch to the two-step. Then hit her with the shuffle. Then I spin off. I'll be back in a couple.
All week, working hard. Can't wait to get down tonight. With my ladies, yeah, we feeling all right. About to hop up in my 745, cause I'm ready to party. And we're about to tear this club up, looking cuter with my hair up. By the end of the night, I'ma let my hair down.
DJ playing my favorite song.
I got my freakum dress on, with my nails done, hair done, everything did. Champagne with the top of the lid, yeah.
Everybody toast, about to do the most. Meet me on the floor. Till it hurt. Come and get dessert. Show me what you've got. It's just the night away.
So remarkable, my body unstoppable. Let me see your two steps. The party's not over yet, ladies. If you know you look good, let's make it last forever.
DJ's playing my favorite song.
I got my freakum dress on, with my nails done, hair done, everything is champagne on the top of the lid. Yeah,
everybody toast.
Bob, this is the most. Meet me on the floor.
Get dessert. Show me what you've got. It's just the night away. Let's just the night away.
Don't wanna waste no time. I want it all tonight.
Let's just the night away. Night away.
Well, ready to go. South Bronx. Shot to the Ciroc, now we back to business. The spotlight's on, crowd in the back's a witness. He's screaming, go Fred, some go Tiff. Can't really grind on, I'm packing a 4/5. Everybody jumped in, they threw on the right song. This electric slide might turn on the lights on. Watch, not talking my bright lawn. Look at all this ice on, you saying the price wrong. Back to Tiff, the club is gon' flip. Turn it to a house party, kidding, play catch. I'm heavy, some moves I get away with. Fred the God, nothing to play with. I'm out of here.
Everybody toast, about to do the most. Meet me on the floor.
Why don't you just stay with me? Yeah.
Watch me while I work. Learn until it hurts. Come and get dessert. Show me what you've got. It's just the night away. No.
shorty said that she's getting ready for me. Told me meet her downstairs about a quarter to three. So I put on my jeans and my favorite tee. Threw on my chain and my kicks and hop in the V. I know what she wants, I know what she needs. She wants to play the game, sex hide and go see.
So I'm ready to go. We like, she's my late night lover, cause we always do it in the middle of the night. Just give her a call and she'll be right there, no matter the time, she don't even care. My late night lover, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got to a crib, she opens up the door, nothing but a t-shirt and some panties on. Started on the bed, and up on the floor. Whispers in my ear, give me some more. She knows what I want, everything I need. Lady in the streets, freak up in the sheets.
So I'm ready to go.
It is just a late night creep. Ain't gotta spend no cash, ain't gotta go nowhere, as long as I'm making love. She don't even care.
She's my late night lover. Shorty said she's down on everything once
she's down to do whatever we like.
She's my late night lover.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause we always do it in the middle of the night.
Just give her a call and she'll be right there. No matter the time, she don't even care. My late night lover, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Waking up in the sunlight, I'm feeling like a good day to be alive. I'm feeling like millionaire. My whole life I've spent time searching. Everybody's trying to find something. But I know I'm rich enough to be just like a millionaire. Without a dime in my pocket, I'ma still live it like I got it. Yeah, I'm feeling like a millionaire. I'm in the clubs all sick, got a buzz, ain't even took a sip. Yeah, feeling like a millionaire. With no jewels on, but my shorty on my arm. Y'all know I'm still looking like a millionaire.
Looking, smelling, feeling like a million bucks.
Looking, smelling,
feeling like a million bucks.
Stepping out in the moonlight, I'm feeling like a millionaire, millionaire. Every night is a good night when you're feeling like a millionaire, millionaire. My whole life in front of me. All I know is I'm gonna be something. Money to have the freedom to buy anything.
Ain't got no diamonds in my necklace, but I know I'm rich enough to be just like a millionaire. Without a dime in my pocket, I'ma still live it like I got it. Yeah, I'm feeling like a millionaire. I'm in the clubs all sick, got a buzz, ain't even took a sip. Yeah, feeling like a millionaire. With no jewels on, but my shorty on my arm. Y'all know I'm still looking like a millionaire.
Always want to become better.
whatever you've done, try to top that each time. That's what you compare.
Absolutely.
Don't compare yourself to anybody else, but continue to compare yourself to your previous self. And don't be discouraged. Keep going. And try to figure out how you can make a difference. It has to be a full story. It has to be a full journey to why you deserve the shot. Why should
right.
you be given the chance? And make the difference. Find the difference within yourself and bring that out. And don't be afraid of it. No matter how bad, how dirty you think the start is, you know, the beginnings were, you know, that's your story. Hold on to that and be proud of that, because every day you should be becoming better. So,
well,
that's my advice.
That's what I call advice, ladies and gentlemen out there. That's what I call advice, and I truly do hope all those up-and-coming artists that are listening really take heed to that and take that to heart, because you definitely have to take that into account if you really want to make really want to make large waves in this business, this music business we like to call the ocean.
Right.
So if you definitely want to make waves in that, you definitely got to take heed to that. Great advice, Tiffany. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Now, you absolutely. Do you have any shout-outs you want to shout out right now?
Yes, I would love to shout out D. Slade and the D-Hour Show, producer Amadeus, the whole Platinum Boy Squad, everybody, Rogue, Garcia, and everybody, my whole team, Yasmin, Jen Bleasy, and everybody who supports the movement and continue to believe in Platinum Boy Music. I appreciate y'all, and I love all of you.
Absolutely. And, Tiffany, I want to first and foremost say thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was an absolute honor to have you on the show with us. And as far as I'm concerned and the D-Hour Show family is concerned, the door is always open for you. You have a key
thank
now.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Home.
I have the key.
Oh, yes,
nice.
You have
the
key.
My home.
You have the key. This is your home. Anytime you want to stop by, hang out with us, you want us to play your music, anything like that, this is your home now. The D-Hour Show Radio Network is your home. You are always welcome here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, D. Slate. I
absolutely
truly do, because it's opportunities and guys like you with the heart that you have that will allow the platform for artists like myself to continue to grow with. You know, we ride this chain together, so I appreciate this.
And that's what it's all about, and thank you so much. And if anybody want to talk to you or catch you online, where would they be able to find you?
You can find me on Twitter. I love Twitter. That social network is my fave, one of my faves. You can find me on twitter.com/ Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Mignon, M-Y-N-O-N. And have a good time with me there. I discuss my passion for music, my passion for people, my passion for life in general. Come, join me.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys come join her as well, definitely. Tiffany, thank you so much for being on with us tonight, and I'm going to definitely stay in contact with you because we'd love to have you on the show with us again, and you stay blessed, and you keep producing that great music, and we're going to keep playing
thank
it on the D-Hour Show. Big shout out to Amadeus, absolutely.
Yes.
So you have a great night, Tiffany, and I'm going to stay in touch with you, absolutely.
We will. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay. All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate. That was the magnificent Miss Tiffany Mignon joining us on the D-Hour Show. We had a great show, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and checking us out tonight on the D-Hour Show. It's Indie Up Saturday. We love to do this on Indie Up Saturday. This is what it's all about, you know, talking to and interviewing great, great, absolutely incredible up-and-coming artists. And I love doing this. This is what I love the most, you know, about this whole deal and this whole gig. And we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing this and giving you guys great shows like this. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you keep tuning in to the D-Hour Show every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Saturday. Definitely check the listings for the times. But make sure you tune in tomorrow for all those Christians and saints of God. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for the Covenant Cafe with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. They're going to be getting in, playing incredibly inspirational and great gospel music. So make sure you guys tune in
4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys check them out on the Covenant Cafe tomorrow. And make sure you get ready for the I Got Something to Say show on Monday with my girl Miss Fabulous. Make sure you guys get ready for that because we're going to be getting it in. Ladies and gentlemen, keep tuning into the D-Hour Show. The D-Hour Show is now on iTunes. So make sure you guys go to iTunes if you got iPads and iPhones and whatever that case, whoever got an eye on it, make sure you guys go to iTunes and check out the D-Hour Show. We're definitely on iTunes, and we're on TuneIn as well. Download TuneIn for your Android app, the TuneIn radio app, and the D-Hour Show is on that. So make sure you guys check us out. Please, and ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the rest of your lovely Saturday night. We're going to end the show off with my man Noel Gordine with his song Beautiful. It's your boy D. Slate. Hey, we'll see you guys when we see you.
I called you hot girl, sweet thing, and gold digger. I called you chicken head and shawty, or hate at thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you down piece, my jump off, or my baby mama. I called you the B word, the H word, or anything else I wanna. And the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. And that's just wrong, girl. Princess, a goddess in flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you because he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own, girl. And I thank God each day for making you so soft, so sweet, like a fresh strawberry.